Hello and welcome to Do Well, your guide to wellness and well-being in Suffolk. Hello, I'm Anne. How are you? Yeah, me too. But don't worry, let's don our wellness wellies, our well-being waterproofs and our self-care sou'westers to protect ourselves against the rainstorm of discombobulation and despair. Think of sou'westers as a rain hat from the olden days. Once again, this week it's our roving reporter Alex, who's roved near and a bit further away to see what's new and emerging in the world of wellness here in Suffolk. Enjoy it, and if you do decide to participate in any of the activities mentioned, you do so at your own risk. Do well.
Welcome back to Do Well. I'm Alex, and in this episode, I'm delighted to have with me here today, Susan Flatpack. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Susan. What an intriguing surname, Flatpack.
Yes, there's quite a story behind that, actually.
Great. So you're here to tell us about the amazing wellness benefits of shrub washing. That's quite an intriguing subject as well. Could you just tell us what it is?
Shrub washing, wow. Yes, this is something that me and my friends have started doing. It was really at the beginning of lockdown that we discovered the benefits of this new and emerging practice, I would say. So what would you like to know?
Tell me how you discovered it. How did that happen?
Okay, so I live in a small village in Suffolk, and we are very proud gardeners in our village, and I am particularly proud of my shrubs. I have a lot of shrubbage.
I didn't know the collective name, shrubbage.
Okay. Yes, that is the collective name, shrubbage. And in the art of shrubism, which is also something that perhaps you aren't familiar with, not a lot of people are, the main maintenance aspects of shrubism is just to keep them trim and to cut them at the right time of year and keep them watered, obviously, and occasionally feed them.
You've gone further, as I understand it, though.
We have gone further, yes. At the beginning of lockdown, we were obviously confined to our houses and gardens, and it was out of boredom, I have to say. I was out there tending my shrubs and noticed that Janice next door, her shrubs were looking rather, I'm going to say, dishevelled, a bit more dishevelled than usual. And I called on Janice and asked her what the problem was, because this was most unlike her. And she said she'd just let them go.
Wow. So you noticed Janice's dishevelled shrub. So you went round to Janice.
I went round to Janice, and she admitted that she had pretty much let herself go shrub-wise. We all noticed it, and her husband had noticed it. And really, I just wanted Janice to feel good about her shrubs again. So I invited her to join me, her in her garden, me in mine, socially distant, so perfect. We were there trimming and cutting back, watering, and I said to Janice, I think yours just needs something a little different. I just thought it might benefit her and her shrub if we gave the leaves a little bit more TLC. So I went into my kitchen, I mixed up a basic liquid of warm water and plant soap, which I make myself from organic berries. We went out and we started methodically washing her shrub.
And Janice was up for this?
I did have to coax her out of the house because she looked terrible. I mean, she was still in her dressing gown and it was 1 p.m, which is not like her. She hadn't washed her hair or anything.
Lockdown's a tricky time, isn't it?
It's a hard time for people. But I handed her the dishcloth, the paper towel that I had. I asked her to dip it into the warm water with the soapy berries. And we just methodically, like I said, we washed each individual leaf We washed it and we stepped back and her shrub was gleaming.
Fantastic. And what was the result with Janice? What happened to her?
Well, it immediately lifted Janice's mood. She was delighted. Well, not to put too fine a point on it, Alex, she went in and she washed her hair. She got dressed and she came round and she said, can we do all of them? What? So I thought, goodness me, we're standing out here with secateurs when all we needed was a bowl of soapy berry water.
Wow.
I mean, it was extraordinary. The transformation in Janice made me realise, I said to Janice at the time, this is the beginning of something quite extraordinary.
You could feel it. You could feel it. And it did, let me ask, did her husband notice her glowing shrub?
He was thrilled. Her husband had never seen her shrub looking like this. And he came out and he actually gave me a hug and thanked me. And so Janice and I, we became the shrub washers for the village. We went round and we tackled those shrubs together. And it really brought our community together. It brought the village together. And now we meet in our own gardens once a week. We bring out our bowls. It's become quite a ritual now where I give them my soapy berries and they put them into some warm water. And we've actually got now matching shrub washing cloths, which I had made up. I've sewn the initials of each villager onto their cloth. It really has changed our lives.
And you've been recognised by the Royal Horticultural Society as well, is that right?
Yes, yes, I have. Thank you for bringing that up. That's really, it's very special for us because we are hoping to take shrub washing to Chelsea when eventually it's opened. I would love nothing more than to wash the royal shrub.
Well, what a laudable ambition. That really is. Susan, what would you say then are the main wellness benefits of shrub washing?
I think it has to do with taking pride in something that nature has provided. I always say, clean shrub, clean mind, spiritually, physically, emotionally. I feel cleansed. When my shrubs are clean, my mind is clean, my spirituality is clean.
It's very much a hygiene theme, then.
It starts with hygiene, yes. If you can possibly cleanse the soul, keeping a clean shrub in your garden is the way forward. I would say as well, if it's okay to mention, that we're very lucky in that we've got gardens and I have lots of shrubs and my shrubbery is overgrown almost with quality clean shrubs. It's possible to start small and to grow a small shrub in your house and just wash it every single day and you will feel the benefits.
Every day, that's a pretty high tempo of shrub washing.
My shrubism is quite extensive now and I have a lot of shrubs to take care of. But if you just have the one and it's small, it's about quantity and about volume of time that you spend washing the leaves. So, and the branches, don't forget the branches and the twigs and the buds when they come through, you know, they get that sticky stuff on them. Give it all a good wash, really get in there, get into the cracks, the crevices, the nooks, the crannies. Don't leave any stone unturned when it comes to washing your shrubs. It's a form of shrub washing that I created from the organic berries that fall in my garden. I would say they are crucial to the process. I am hoping to build a brand, but that is probably a long way in the future.
I mean, Susan, this sounds extraordinary. And I'm so pleased to hear that it's brought the village together. I think unless there's anything you want to point us to, any websites, any social media, where can people find you?
They can't. I'm terribly private. We're a very terribly private village. I would say that we are in a secret location not far from Saxmundham. But I don't want to give away more than that because really we like to keep our shrubism private, if that's okay.
No, absolutely. Although I imagine that people may be driving around looking now for the sort of best kept shrubs, the village with the cleanest shrubs. I'm sure they'll...
You'll spot us when you drive past us, believe me, especially on a sunny day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can see your face in them.
Susan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Do well.
Do well, Alex. Well, you learn something new every day, don't you, here? Still not convinced that shrubism is a word. Still, I'm no expert. Anyway, take care of yourselves, and until next time, do well.